Since we already practiced estimating our total rainfall amounts, why do we need to look at hourly amounts? Well, it's important to look at the hourly amounts as there may be instances where the precipitation is very recent and isn't fully caught or reflected in the storm total products yet. This is especially true for MRMS, as you can see in this example, which shows the 6-hour accumulations for MRMS that only update at the top of the hour. The location of the star appears to only have 0.39 inches. However, if you look at the hourly accumulations for MRMS that update every couple of minutes, you can see that this location has recently received much more rainfall and is now up to 1.26 inches. Because these storms are very recent, the hourly accumulations are giving you the most recent rainfall amounts, unlike the 6-hour total, which is lagging behind. Another great tool to help you determine hourly rainfall amounts are METARs if you've got any. METARs update near the top of the hour and are typically listed in units of inches. Here's an example of a METAR readout where the P group refers to the hourly precip amounts that came in around 0053 UTC. Remember that to interpret correctly, you put the decimal point right in the very middle of the four numbers, so this METAR recorded 0.65 inches of rain in the last hour. When you've finished assessing the hourly precip amounts from both radar estimates and METAR observations, you'll want to compare your METAR amounts to both dual pole and MRMS to see which precip source is closer in value to the observation. There's just one caveat that you want to be aware of when doing so, and we'll discuss it on the next slide.